When a psychologist uses the word trauma, it is to describe an event or an incident and the degree to which it has damaged the soul. Now, if you can imagine a hammer hitting a skull as trauma, and they have the same word for an incident hitting the soul, then you can begin to identify through this imagery the severity that we ingest when we go through certain things. You must understand, see, trauma triggers are the kind of thing that a psychological stimulus that prompts recall of a previous traumatic experience is something that stays with us a long time. There are different kinds of trauma. I want to talk about the different kinds of trauma because we don't all go through the same kinds of trauma. There's a chronic trauma. There's a kind of chronic trauma. This results from repeated and prolonged exposure to highly stressful examples. It includes cases of child abuse. It's prolonged. It's gone on for a long time. It's repeated. That's chronic trauma. Acute trauma, this is a result from a single stressful or dangerous event. It's a one-time thing. That's acute trauma. Chronic trauma perpetuates itself and goes on and on and on. Complex trauma, it is a result from exposure to multiple traumatic events. Trauma triggers and triumph. Now, the trauma are the things that happen to us that sometimes we say nothing about. And they are many. And we have trauma in our own lives that have just come upon us inadvertently. But then there are certain things that we go through that some people handle better than others. Some people have difficulty handling certain kinds of traumas. Some of us are so busy trying to manage the expression of the trauma to show that we're tough and it didn't get to us that we never resolve the trauma. And then a trigger comes along. And a trigger can be anything. It can be the smell. If you were in a fire and all of a sudden somebody lights a cigarette, you smell smoke, it triggers, and all of a sudden you start shaking. That's a trigger. That's a trigger. But if you grew up in an abusive home and somebody's yelling at a ball game and you hear them yell and all of a sudden you get nervous, that's a trigger. If it triggers, it takes you back to somebody yelling at you in the house. There are certain things that trigger certain behavior. Triggers can be subtle and difficult to anticipate. You have to understand that you don't know that the trigger is going to come till it comes, and you don't know you're going to react the way you react until you do, and then you do. A trauma trigger may also be called a trauma stimulus, a trauma stressor, or a trauma reminder, because what the moment it triggers, boom, it takes you right back. It could have been 20 years ago, but it takes you back to what has happened before. Now, you must understand that when God starts talking to us and teaches us about life, he is clear that life is going to be traumatic. They that live godly shall suffer trauma, persecution. You're going to go through certain things. Certain things are going to happen. I know you're looking for the kind of faith and the kind of message that says nothing will ever happen, but certain things are going to happen in our lives, and our faith is proven in how we recover. You can't have triumph without conflict. If you're going to have triumph, you've been in a battle. You can't be a winner if you're not in a fight. I'm wondering, just let me take a quick poll. How many winners do we have in the building? Winners, winners, winners. Only if you've been through something now. Some of y'all haven't been through something, so you can't win because you haven't been in a fight. But if you had to fight just to be where you are, to sit where you're sitting, to be how you are, to have what you got, to do what you do, if you've been through a fight, you need to take a moment and celebrate the feeling of victory that I am triumphant. I am triumphant. We don't do that enough. We don't celebrate our victories. We nurse our wounds, we admit our trauma, we identify our triggers, but we don't celebrate our triumph. We're not good at celebrating our triumph. As soon as we survive something or overcome something, we're off to the next thing without developing the ability to appreciate what we've done. But God teaches us in the very first book of the Bible, the book of Genesis, when God created the heavens and the earth, each day, even though the day did not finished the task, he stopped and celebrated and said, and it was good. And the evening and the morning was the second day, and God said, it was good. He took the time to celebrate himself. Let's do that again. Let's celebrate ourselves right now. Just celebrate something that God has done. We know from the creation story that ultimately there is a process that leads to the promise. We know that there's going to be a process that we have to go through in order to get to the promise. And in the process, you have to learn how to take baby steps and celebrate baby steps and appreciate this little bit. I haven't finished creating the world, but I created light today. I haven't finished creating the universe, but I created grass today. You have to learn how to celebrate yourself. No, we won't do that. What we do is look for somebody to celebrate. Celebrate us. We're so busy searching for somebody to celebrate us that we don't celebrate ourselves. And what I want to teach you this morning is you draw into your life a reflection of who you are. If you are abusive to yourself, you talk badly to yourself, you attract people who reinforce that. If you celebrate yourself, you will draw people into your life who also join your party and they celebrate with you. Are you following what I'm saying? You must then begin to realize that we go through trauma. We all have triggers, but we have triumph. The problem is sometimes we are in a perpetual state of trauma and triggers, and we don't take advantage of the triumph. We clap a minute and we're through. We say thank you and we're done with it. We say, oh, that's a good thing, and we go on. The trauma lasted for 6 months. The triumph lasts for 6 minutes. We ought to have at least as long a celebration as we had frustration. That ought to take up the rest of the service right there. That ought to take the whole rest of the service just dancing and jumping and shouting and praising God because we have gone through enough. I said we have gone through enough that when we come out triumphant, we ought to praise God. I'm not talking about triumphant because we won a race or we completed a marathon or we won an election. Sometimes triumph is just being here. Triumph don't require a new car or a new house. Triumph just says, I'm still here. Triumph says, I made it. Triumph says, they tried to take me out and look at me, I'm still standing. Triumph is every birthday you get to have when the enemy wanted to kill you before you ever even got here and look at you. Triumph, that's why I wear my gray hair. I earned this gray hair. I went through something to get this. I'm not going to hide this gray hair. This is my triumph. The devil didn't want me to live long enough to have gray hair. Some of the people I went to school with died before gray hair. I'm going to wear my gray hair because it is my triumphant crown that I made it through something. Somebody clap in this place if you hear me.